Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
If you want a six-pack before Christmas, don't go anywhere. We've got Arj, a taste now. He's just come in to the adjoining studio. He's built like, well, it's a family show. He's well-built. Yes, he's like an outhouse. Let's put it that way. get my producer on, Warren. Goodness me. Look at him. Can he actually fit through the doors here? Because he's got, like, as my son would say, he's got his guns out.
He's cut.
He's Dench, or is it Dunch? Anyway, one of those. He's Dunch. Dench. He's Peng. I can't believe it. And he's going to get a six-pack
athlete.
For us.
That's what he is.
That's it, athlete. He's going to get a six-pack for us, Warren.
In a month?
Well, he said a month. He said 4 weeks he can get us a six-pack with the exercises.
I'm game for that
get
challenge.
Get Ollie in there as well. Ollie can do. He's a young lad. He can help us with the old exercises. we'll put it out on our social media. But Mike, do you want a six pack, Warren?
Yes, please. I've got more of a, instead of a six pack, I've got more of a sort of beer barrel at the minute.
Well, but, you know what I mean? I've just got jelly bits. So I'm a bit,
No. You're all right, mate.
I've got a bit of a muffin top. Sorry about that. I know it's radio. You didn't want to see me stomach, did you, dear? Oh. Anyway, that is coming up in Life Hacks, but from music to six packs. It's time for our Life Hacks section of the show. This is where we try and help you out, save you time, money or your well-being. Today, it's about getting into that size 14 dress, in my case. Or, like I say, gents, getting into those trousers without having to, like, you know, sort out your belt. How are we going to sort out our waist as we head towards Christmas? Well, joining me in the studio is Arj, let me get it right, Thurlum Vellum, have I said that right?
I mean, that's terrible, Tricia. That's awful.
Give us your surname.
Tiruchelvam.
That's the one. Tiruchelvam. That's the one. Performance head coach at Performance Physique in Solihull. Can I just say, look, Ezzy, if you're listening, this man means nothing to me. I've only met him today, but my goodness, your muscles are incredible.
I don't know if that's the case. I have had a newborn and he's quite weighty, though. So.
Honestly, look at you. You're dench, as my sons would say. So you've got the physique. Obviously, your performance head coach, we'd expect you to have the physique, but you put me through my paces. What did you get me to do there? We'll put it on our social.
That's called a 90 degree static hold.
Oh, that hurt.
And it sounds complicated. It's a very straightforward exercise, but it's not easy, is it?
That hurt, honestly, because normally it's like a sit-up position, but I'm not taking my head up to my knees. I'm just pushing against my knees.
That's right, yeah. So you're literally just holding yourself in place with those hands on your knees.
Gosh, that was tough. I can really feel it on my stomach. I mean, is it realistic? We all want that six-pack. We all want that brilliant, figure, whatever, before Christmas. Have we left it too late now, Arj?
It depends where your starting point really is and whether your goal is health or actually a six-pack, because they don't necessarily line up together, to be quite honest. You might find that very often that your individuals with six packs might have some kind of eating disorders, might actually be struggling with other aspects of their health, and in order to achieve that six pack, they haven't led a healthy life.
Good point. So what you see is not always what you get.
Yes, exactly.
So how can we sort out our physique so that it's an ultimate phase for however bad or good our fitness is?
Yeah, so actually starting is the main thing. I know it sounds ridiculous, but starting with a tiny little bit of activity and addressing a little bit of your nutrition is going to make a massive change. Small changes actually add up quite quickly within your health, and within 4 weeks you'll find yourself already fitter.
Because there's tons of TikTok videos and saying, do this, and you'll look like Arnie Schwarzenegger or whatever, Julia Roberts, whatever. You know, should we be following these influencers?
No. It's the bane of my existence, unfortunately, Tricia. It's very misleading. I work with a lot of youth, and recently I actually wrote a book to to conquer their misinformation. You know, they were coming to me, these young individuals saying, oh, I've seen this on TikTok, etc.
Yes.
And it's worrying. You know, they're going to hurt themselves.
So what are the small bits of exercise that we can do every day that's going to make a big difference?
So actually, if we even zoom right into this part of the year, we're all busier when we have social parties and things like that. Something called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Be neat.
Oh my goodness, let me write this down. Okay.
It's a fancy word.
Yeah.
All it means is the times when you move or fidget, which isn't part of formal exercise. This is actually where you burn the most amount of calories.
Oh, okay.
Your exercise in the gym might give you, you know, 150, 200 calorie burn. But you're only in the gym for maybe an hour.
Yeah.
You're awake for, say, 18, 17 hours in the day. By fidgeting a little bit, you know, my wife hates it. I'm always like bouncing my knees and things like that. Or going for a few extra steps, carrying the ironing around to another room, or maybe you're making dinner and walking back and forth between two rooms. All of these things actually add up to a greater calorie burn.
Just small little, you know, active fidgets, I suppose.
Yeah. It's exactly that. Because we're not necessarily going to head to the gym every single day in the Christmas build-up now.
Mm. No, and to be honest, you know, like you say, there's a lot of pressure to look good and quickly. Is it just a case of taking your time?
There's actually two arguments here. There is something called aggressive dieting. This works very, very well for certain individuals. You shouldn't do it without professional guidance. This is a program I run four times a year, which is basically you work extremely hard for 4 weeks.
Right.
Extremely hard.
Oh, gosh.
You do it under guidance. But the benefit is that you get to your goal much quicker, which means you're highly motivated and you'll probably develop a few more characteristics, traits, behaviours to last longer.
But what about the fact as well, Arj, that none of us have got cash to get a personal, personal trainers and stuff like that. They cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
How can we work around our immediate environment to get the results? Or can we?
Yeah, so you can do those things and there are free things online as well. Can I tell them a website
to go
to?
Yes, please. Yeah, please.
So if people head to either 4weeks4kilos.com, there's an offer for your listeners today on there.
Okay.
But if people head to theweeklycaloriedeficit.com, it's a free tool.
Okay.
So it's available for everyone. And basically, you just enter a couple of statistics. And instead of thinking about what you need to eat each day, which is most people's error, you just think about what you actually need to eat across a week.
Oh, I see.
And that's how I fit in.
See, this is it. I'm
a slice
snack
of cake.
Queen. I'm snack queen. No, honestly, Arj, having seen, you know, what I want to look like, I want to look like Halle Berry. That's what I want to look like. But I need to make... My producer's like, what? I need to make those adjustments. A little fidgety, sort out, you know, just do a bit of exercise in between things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to start today, Arj. In between records, I'm going to be doing my little sit-ups and my little, you know, what about bingo wings? Quickly, what can I do for my bingo wings?
Hold yourself up on a chair like doing a tricep.
Okay, let me do it now.
Like
Oh.
I'll give you 20 seconds worth.
Oh! 20 seconds, you have top cookie. Oh my goodness,
that's enough.
Arj, if people want to find out where we can find you, where do they go?
Performancephysique.co.uk.
Wonderful.
Or just on Instagram, Performance Physique.
Well, you are the best advert, my goodness. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks
and
for having
us, for sure. There we go. I don't necessarily will get a six pack before Christmas, but I'll healthily fidget, that's for sure. It's Trish in your afternoon. And I loved Arj. Fidget your way to fitness. Who would have
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique. Or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.